Federal transparency laws are finally catching up with credit card companies, and still, Pennsylvania ranks second in the nation for the most colleges with deals to market credit cards to students and alumni. WHYY's education reporter Amanda Fitzpatrick reports.
24 Pennsylvania universities and alumni associations promote credit card marketing deals. A typical agreement offers royalties paid to universities in exchange for students and alumni opening credit cards, savings, and checking accounts. Federal regulators, they found sometimes students pay even higher than average fees. Temple University freshman Channing Williams says she doesn't have a school-affiliated credit card, but understands why some students might need one. Williams says, should she get one in the mail?
Probably throw it away.
Why?
I don't need it right now.
But she understands those who may rely on it.
I think it just depends on your situation. If you need one, then get one.
But be prepared that it's not free money.
I mean, if you're ready to pay it back.
Customers need to read the fine print. All school agreements are now online, and some deals are lucrative and yield millions of dollars for colleges and alumni groups. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau analyst Julia Bernard says that colleges rely on their good reputations with students to reel them in.
We have also a lot of evidence that students do see their institutions as acting in their best interests.
But the industry has been on a steady decline since a ban on marketing credit cards for anyone under 21 years old without a cosigner that was enacted in 2009. At its peak in 2009, there were more than 163,000 customers statewide, led by Bank of America cards from the Penn State Alumni Association. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic in 2019, there were roughly 10,000 customers left. Temple University offers financial literacy classes, but in recent years has earned $200,000 in royalties from Bank of America for student and alumni credit cards. Bank of America did not renew its deal in mid-2021. Temple junior Ariana Miller says she's not interested in any more debt.
I have gotten offers to get a credit card through my credit union.
But says her community has been targeted in the past.
I know a lot of young adults and teenagers don't have a lot of financial literacy.
And parents can find themselves in more debt along with the students if they are not careful.
While they promote credit cards to high school students and 18-year-olds, a lot of people through their family, their parents or their other family members don't have a lot of financial literacy.
But for future generations, the changing market could bode well for students and their families as laws are made to protect those young consumers. But don't let your guard down just yet. The online marketing game has changed, at least how banks operate. Experts say beware that there are still some predatory practices with new digital products. Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.